For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
So let's open in prayer tonight as we are looking at tonight, be filled with the Spirit and live strong. At the end of this, I'll give opportunity for anyone needing prayer, and let's believe the word as we're hearing it tonight. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you show us by your Spirit the things to come and the things that we need to know. And Lord, I pray that every person here be abundantly blessed by the hearing of the word, and that it be mixed with faith in all of us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're looking tonight at be filled with the Spirit and live strong. Let's first of all have a look at Romans 8. Romans 8. And we'll look at a couple of verses here. And we see first of all in verse 9 in Romans 8, it says, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." So we see that that which is born of the Spirit, capital S, is spiritless. We know that we have a born again spirit, and the Spirit of God comes and dwells in us. Glory to God. And if we don't have the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ, then we're not of him. We're not of his. He has purchased us with a price. He has bought us with a price. He has purchased the church of God with his blood. Praise the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. If you have a look at verse 11, "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you." So we see there is a quickening of the Spirit of God dwelling in us, and it's a quickening of our mortal bodies. Glory to God. Our mortal bodies are empowered by the very fact that the power of the Lord is present in us spiritually. And as we believe his word, the Spirit of God makes that alive to us as it comes in and becomes that engrafted word in our hearts. As we believe that word, mix it with faith, then the Spirit of God's able to do something with that. And the Bible says the word is health to all our flesh. So we know that the Spirit of God makes all the difference. He makes all the difference in our life. He quickens our mortal bodies. He's leading us and guiding us. And, you know, we can be people that are negligent about the doctrine of the Spirit, and that shouldn't be us, because we have a Pentecostal background, and so there is a Spirit doctrine that we hold to. Glory to God. If you have a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and we'll look at verses 17 and 18, because the Spirit of God is in our hearts. We saw he's dwelling in us, and he's doing a work in us, and it's a work of liberty. It's a work of strengthening. We've already seen that he quickens our mortal bodies. It's a work of strengthening, and we see there is a liberty that is present where the Spirit of God is at work and is in us. And as we believe that, then we know that there is a change happening in our lives, a spiritual change, and yes, a change of our thinking, a change of our walking, and a change of the way we are going in the Lord, and of course going against the ways of the world, or going contrary to the ways of the world. We're not conformed to the world, glory to God. Verse 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Glory to God. Where is the Spirit of the Lord? Well, He's in our heart. He dwells in our hearts. We saw that. He dwells in us. And there is liberty. That liberty is resident in us. And we should be saying, "I have liberty within me." Liberty. Freedom. Freedom from bondage. Freedom from the curse. Freedom from anything that would hold me back. Freedom from debt. Freedom from the curse of poverty and curse of sickness. Freedom. Freedom from all of sin. Free to live a holy life. Glory to God. And the holy life is a clean life. And we see that in verse 18. "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image." That's the image of God's dear Son, the image of Christ. "From glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." So the Spirit of the Lord is changing us. He's changing us so that we are changed into the same image as the Lord Jesus Christ. From glory to glory, we're increasing in Him. And that liberty shouldn't be decreasing, but should be increasing. Glory to God. Let's have a look at Ephesians 3. First of all, Ephesians 3 and verse 16 in Ephesians 3. Now, we understand that as we walk by faith, then we understand that we're walking in that liberty, even if there might be things coming against us. Can everyone see that? Even if there are things coming against us, we are people that are walking in the liberty of the Spirit of God. And Ephesians 3, we'll look at verse 16. Notice what it says here, because when you're born again, we need to go forward in the Lord. We need to be filled with the Spirit of God. And we see that in Ephesians 3, and we'll look at verse 16. It says that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. So God wants us to be strengthened with might, to live strong, to be strengthened with might. And notice how it is done: by His Spirit in the inner man. We've already seen that He dwells in us. We've already seen that there is a quickening and that there is a liberty where the Spirit of the Lord is. And we are not our own. Glory to God. And we see here that we're being changed by the Spirit of the Lord. And we're being strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Have a look also at Ephesians 5 and verse 18. Ephesians 5:18. And that's what it says there: "And be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Be filled with the Spirit. And, you know, being filled with the Spirit is not so that we're empowered to just live for ourselves. No, it's so that we're empowered to be a witness on this sin earth and to live for the Lord. Live for the Lord in liberty. And to be changed from glory to glory into the image of Christ. We know that He is in us doing that work, because it says by the Spirit. And God wants us to be filled with the Spirit. Continual filling with the Spirit of God. Verse 19 says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." So, you know, you might be facing a storm all around. You might be facing obstacles. But you're saying, I submit myself to the Lord and His ways, and I'm filled with the Spirit. And you speak to yourselves, glory to God. Also look at 6 verse 10. So strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Strengthened with might, keep that in mind. be filled with the Spirit. We'll look a bit more about that in a minute. Be filled with the Spirit. And Ephesians 6, verse 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Well, we saw strength with might by his Spirit in the inner man. So we have the Spirit of God and his might resident within us. And so we can live strong, but we must be reliant on him. And if you're filled with the Spirit, you're not going to be speaking in tongues once in a blue moon. You're going to be continually speaking in line with what the Spirit is giving you the utterance to do. You'll be having a prayer language. You'll be praying with your born-again spirit. You'll be praying with the Spirit in an unknown tongue. Glory to God. We'll look at that in a minute. But have a look at Acts 2 and verse 4. Acts 2 verse 4. But we know this scripture. Good to cast our eyes upon it, because as we see this, as we see these scriptures, we're reminding ourselves that the Holy Ghost is an important part of our life and not to be neglected. As we look at these scriptures, we know that the Spirit of the Lord produces liberty and quickening and might, strengthening and infilling, filling us so that we can be people that do what God wants us to do in line with the Spirit of God. So Acts 2 and verse 4, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost." Notice that? Filled with the Spirit, filled with the Holy Ghost, "and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Who's doing the speaking? They did. They were speaking. It wasn't the Holy Ghost doing the speaking. The Holy Ghost was providing the utterance. As we speak, he provides the utterance. We do that by faith. Glory to God. Now, we saw before in Ephesians 5, be filled. That's an ongoing thing. Be filled. It's not just one filling, but it's a constant be filled with the Holy Ghost. And be speaking with other tongues. I believe that's a biblical and proper thing to do as the Spirit gives you utterance even today. Glory to God. If you look also at Acts 4, verse 31. Go across to Acts 4, verse 31. "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness." So filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking the word of God with boldness is also attached to that. So you see that being filled with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost, as I said before, he's resident in us. He produces liberty. He's changing us. And he's giving us that boldness and that strengthening to be able to be a witness, a strong witness on the earth, and not to be swayed by the things of the devil or by the things of the world, not to be swayed by that. Because as we trust in him, because we know that we are to be led by the Spirit of God, as we trust in him, we are seeing that we can speak the word of God with boldness as he leads us and shows us. And we can speak with other tongues as well. Also have a look at Acts 10, verses 44 to 46. Acts 10, 44 to 46. Now Peter was preaching a sermon. It starts verse 34, but we won't go back to that. You can read it yourself. But verse 44 says, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed," so the Jews, "were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles," it's the non-Jews, "also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost." How did they know that? How did they know they were filled with the Spirit, as in Acts 2? 4, verse 46 says, "For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, 'Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. So we see, verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So we see that being filled with the Spirit means that we should be speaking with tongues as the Spirit gives utterance, and we should be magnifying God, and we should be speaking the Word of God with boldness. We can speak the Word of God with boldness over our own lives. We can speak the Word of God with boldness as a sword of the Spirit against the things of opposition. We can speak the Word of God in boldness in preaching and teaching and bringing the Word to other people. I believe that's going to increase more and more in not just this city, but also across this land. Glory to God. Let's have a look at 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14. So tonight we're talking about be filled with the Spirit and live strong. There is a wonderful life of liberty and quickening and might and strengthening as you are filled with the Spirit, as you are doing what the Lord wants you to do. Glory to God. So 1 Corinthians 14, we'll look at some verses in here. Now you may say, well, I've heard this from 1 Corinthians 14, and you may have. You may have, and indeed the fact is that there is some solid doctrine here that we can take into our hearts and understand. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4a, just the first part of verse 4 there. It says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. So here's a way to build yourself up spiritually, to be speaking in tongues, to be praising God and praying in tongues. How do we know that it's prayer? Well, if you look across in 1 Corinthians 14, verses 14 and 15, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. So notice it says you can pray in an unknown tongue, and it's your spirit, that's little s, your born again spirit, is praying. Okay, as the Spirit of God is giving the utterance, giving the words. But notice it says, but my understanding is unfruitful. So it's bypassing the soul clearly. And how could that be helpful? Well, obviously the Spirit of God knows everything. And as you yield to Him, He can use you to pray for others or to pray for your situation or to give praise to the Lord. You know, it's important for us to have a prayer life where we are praising the Lord and praying in tongues. Glory to God. Let me just repeat verse 14 again. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Now it's an act of your will. We see that in verse 15. What is it then? Now if you've been filled with the Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you should continue in that, because the Bible gives the command, be filled with the Spirit. And verse 15 says, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. So obviously, if you're praying with the Spirit, you're praying, as verse 14 says, in an unknown tongue, right? If you're praying with your understanding, you're praying in a language that you know. So God wants your prayer life to be both in English, if that's your main language, and in tongues as well. Now, I believe it's very important to have a consistent prayer life where you are praying in tongues very consistently. Be filled with the Spirit is connected to that, and live strong because you're edifying yourself. You're strengthening yourself spiritually. Glory to God. So we see here it's an act of your will. I will pray with the Spirit. Now it's no use if you're understanding the doctrine of the Holy Ghost. It's no use saying, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm embarrassed about that. You know, look, the fact is when I was first filled with the Spirit, I was very quiet in praying, in speaking out. But the boldness came. And I started and continued and continued, and I haven't stopped, praise the Lord. It's just in my life. It can be in your life the same thing. So just rely on the Lord, continue in this, and the Lord will continue to develop you and edify you. Glory to God. Because the Holy Ghost is the one doing the edifying. That means building up and strengthening. He's the one that strengthens you with might in your inner man. He's the one that quickens you. He's the one that gives liberty. All of this is connected with being filled with the Spirit. All of this is being connected, is connected with you walking in the Spirit and relying on Him. Glory to God. Let's go back to Romans 8. Romans 8, and I want to read more of those verses that we looked at just before in Romans 8. So we know that the Spirit of God dwells in our hearts, and we know that now that we are born again, we can go on and be filled with the Spirit. We see that. You know, there are people who are born again, but then they never go on to be filled with the Spirit with the evidence of speaking tongues. Well, they're missing out on a lot. They'll go to heaven, but they're missing out on a lot. And in fact, I believe it's neglect, actually, not to go on to partake of the fullness of the Spirit of God. If we look at Romans 8, verses 11 to 14, let's have a look at that. Romans 8, 11 to 14. Now, keep in mind the Spirit of God, what He's doing in our hearts. We read this one, verse 11, but let's continue on. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. You say, that's me. That's me, the Spirit of God that raised up Jesus from the dead. He dwells in me. If the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye live through the Spirit, if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. So how can you walk in the Spirit? It's through the Spirit, isn't it? It's through Him empowering you. It's through His liberty. It's through you trusting in Him. It's through you, and I believe, being filled with the Spirit. It's edifying for you to continue in that and to be speaking in tongues, praying in tongues, and so on. And verse 14 shows us, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're the sons of God. We're led by the Spirit of God. He is showing us. He is showing us what we should do. He is showing us the way we should go. Okay. So, let us be people that rely on the Spirit of God leading us and showing us things to come and teaching us all things. We can go a lot into that. I don't have time to go into a huge amount. But I'm sure that as you look, and there's a whole section on the Victory Faith Centre website on sermons about the Spirit of God, glory to God, so listen to those. We don't live after the flesh. We live according to the Spirit. If you go back to Romans 8, and what are we walking in? How are we walking? What's our walk? Okay, we're born again, but it doesn't finish there, does it? We should go on to be filled with the Spirit so that we can pray in the Spirit, so that we can speak the word with boldness, so that we can live a victorious life. Verse 1 of Romans 8 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we're walking after the Spirit. He's leading us. He's not leading us against being filled with the Spirit. In fact, we read before, to be filled with the Spirit. He's leading us not into weakness, but into strength. We read before that if we speak in an unknown tongue, we edify ourselves. He's not leading us into weakness, is he? He's not leading us to be timid and fearful. He's leading us to be bold, isn't he? So we see walking after the Spirit is an empowering, strengthening type of walk. This is important for us to see. If you have a look at, we'll continue on, start from verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. He gives us power to live holy lives so that we can be as righteous people, living in strength, living in holiness, living in victory, living in liberty. We don't want to stop there, do we? We want to go forward, not backwards. Glory to God. And let's lastly look at Jude. Book of Jude. And we'll look at verses 17 to 21 in the book of Jude. Now, we do know that the Spirit of God has done great things in our lives. We're born again by the Spirit of God. We're filled with the Spirit of God. And God is continuing to do his work in our lives. Starting from verse 17, it says, Beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Okay? So there are people who don't have the Spirit of God, and they're on a slippery slope of sin, and they're mockers, as we see here. And verse 19 says, "These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit." But verse 20 says, "But ye," so this is in complete contradiction to that way, "but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Okay? "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." So, what does God want us to do? He wants us to live strong. Building up ourselves on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying with your Spirit as the Spirit of God gives utterance. And you can pray, as we saw before, you can pray with tongues. And let me encourage you strongly to do that regularly, daily. And you can pray with the understanding as well. Now you can pray for a long time in tongues. You can pray for just a few minutes or a couple of minutes. But do something each day. Let the Lord use you. He can use you. Yield to him. There's a lot more we can say about yielding to the Lord and letting him use you for his glory. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. But God is not wanting his people to be weakened. He's wanting his people to be edified and strengthened. He's wanting his people to be filled with his Spirit and to be led of his Spirit. He's wanting his people to be strengthened with might by his Spirit and to be changed by his Spirit into the glory, from glory to glory into the image of Christ. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus was bold to speak the Word of God. Jesus was filled with the Spirit. And we know that he is our perfect example. Glory to God. Of course, in the church age, we speak with tongues. But, you know, we know that the Lord is with us and is doing mighty things in and through us We must be people that yield to him. Glory to God. Let's close in prayer. And we praise you, Lord, and thank you. We thank you and glorify you. We praise you, Lord, as we yield ourselves to you. We commit ourselves to yield, to be yielded people in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us by your Spirit. Strengthen us by your Spirit. Strengthen everyone here by your Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name, fill your people with your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Let there be a constant reliance on the Spirit of God for liberty, for quickening, for strengthening with might, a reliance on the Holy Ghost. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you and thank you and glorify you. In Jesus' name.